Pathology and disease of the mammalian nervous system generally involves the brain tissue that distinguishes that specific species from other species. Consequently, in the case of the human system, the outer layers of our cerebral cortex are often vulnerable to disease. Stroke is the number one disabler in our society and the number three killer. Because neurological disease often involves the higher cognition layers of our cerebral cortex, and because stroke occurs four times more frequently in the left cerebral hemisphere, our ability to create or understand language is often compromised. The term stroke refers to a problem with the blood vessels carrying oxygen to the cells of the brain, and there are basically two types, ischemic and hemorrhagic. According to the American Stroke Association, the ischemic stroke accounts for approximately 83% of all strokes. Arteries carry blood into the brain, and their shape tapers smaller and smaller as they travel farther away from the heart. These arteries carry life-supporting oxygen necessary for cells, including neurons, to survive. With ischemic stroke, a blood clot travels into the artery until the tapered diameter of the artery becomes too small for the clot to pass any farther. The blood clot blocks the flow of oxygen-rich blood to the cells beyond the point of obstruction. Consequently, brain cells become traumatized and often die. Since neurons generally do not regenerate, the dead neurons are not replaced. The function of the deceased cells may be lost permanently, unless other neurons adapt over time to carry out their function. Because every brain is unique in its neurological wiring, every brain is unique in its ability to recover from trauma. The hemorrhagic stroke occurs when blood escapes from the arteries and floods into the brain. 17% of all strokes are hemorrhagic. Blood is toxic to neurons when it comes in direct contact with them, so any leak or vascular blowout can have devastating effects on the brain. One form of stroke, the aneurysm, forms when there is a weakening in the wall of a blood vessel that consequently balloons out. The weakened area fills with blood and can readily rupture, spewing large volumes of blood into the skull. Any type of hemorrhage is often life-threatening. An arteriovenous malformation, AVM, is a rare form of hemorrhagic stroke. It is a congenital disorder whereby an individual is born with an abnormal arterial configuration. Normally, the heart pumps blood through arteries with high pressure, while blood is retrieved through veins, which are low pressure. A capillary bed acts as a buffering system or neutral zone between the high-pressure arteries and the low-pressure veins. In the case of the AVM, an artery is directly connected to a vein with no buffering capillary bed in between. Over time, the vein can no longer handle the high pressure from the artery, and the connection between the artery and vein is broken, spilling blood into the brain. Although the AVM accounts for only 2% of all hemorrhagic strokes, it is the most common form of stroke that strikes people during their prime years of life, ages 25 to 45. I was 37 when my AVM blew. Regardless of the mechanical nature of the vascular problem, be it a blood clot or a hemorrhage, no two strokes are identical in their symptoms because no two brains are absolutely identical in their structure, connections, or ability to recover. At the same time, it is impossible to talk about the symptoms resulting from stroke without having a conversation about the innate differences between the right and left cerebral hemispheres. Although the anatomical structure of the two hemispheres is relatively symmetrical, they are quite diverse in not only how they process information, but also in the types of information they process. The better we understand the functional organization of the two cerebral hemispheres, the easier it is to predict what deficits might occur when specific areas are damaged. Perhaps more important, we might gain some insight into what we can do to help stroke survivors recover lost function. Warning signs of stroke. S stands for speech, or any problems with language. T stands for tingling, or any numbness in the body. R stands for remember, or any problems with memory. O stands for off balance, or problems with coordination. K stands for killer headache. E stands for eyes or any problems with vision. Stroke is a medical emergency. Call 911.